sensitive one, and we focus a lot of attention on it, and we train a lot of people on it. We trust our police officers, but not content with that, we are very careful to adhere to the complaints made. And these complaints are taken to court. Prosecutors intervene. You can take your complaints to a police station or on a toll-free line. And the Ministry of the Interior works on this also. There can be anonymous reporting also within our ministry. Police officer in Uruguay is the most monitored public official in the country. He or she has everything to lose if he or she commits an unlawful act. Anything that he says over the radio or on his cell phone or on patrol is monitored. There is a GPS on the telephone and on the car, which means that if the public official commits any offence, he or she will be found out very fast following an internal administrative due process. The person will be presented to a prosecutor and the person will be prosecuted. So, in principle, and we'll elaborate on this tomorrow. Now, human rights are violated in our prisons, not because police officers ill-treat the prisoners, but because things aren't perfect. As we said to Kat, Uruguay doesn't want to hide things. And you can't start with a false basis to solve solutions. Now, solve problems. Now, for us, it's very important that in this dialogue we're having with you, we start with true facts. People trafficking, is it? No, not me. Okay, I will cede the floor to my colleague. The wrong microphones are on right now, say the interpreters. The head of delegation has a microphone on, but not the current speaker. That's okay now. They are the Ombudsman for the Promotion of Persons Deprived of Liberty, which is we are an autonomous body following the Paris Principles.